Ephesians for Further Reading by Bart Ehrman. Here is an annotated list of books on Ephesians, most of them relevant to all the Deutero-Pauline epistles, that is, the letters that are assigned a secondary standing in the New Testament collection of Paul's letters because scholars doubt that they were actually composed by Paul himself, with a couple of commentaries specifically on Ephesians. One benefit of series commentaries is that they always begin by discussing major critical issues in understanding a book: authorship, date, historical context, major themes, disputed issues, and so on. Christian J. Becker wrote The Heirs of Paul, Paul's Legacy in the New Testament and in the Church Today, published in 1991 by Fortress Press. This is a clear assessment of the theology of the Deutero-Pauline, especially in light of the views embodied in the undisputed Paulines. Bart D. Ehrman wrote Forged, Writing in the Name of God, Why the Biblical Authors Are Not Who We Think They Are. This was published by Harper One in 2010, and it's an account of the phenomenon of literary forgery, that is pseudepigraphy, throughout the early Christian tradition, that asks how and why a Christian author would try to deceive his readers about his own identity, and it's written for a popular audience. Andrew Lincoln and A.J.M. Wedderburn wrote The Theology of the Later Pauline Letters, published in 1993 by Cambridge University Press. This is a clear overview of the major themes of Colossians and Ephesians. M.Y. MacDonald, in 1988, wrote The Pauline Churches, a Socio-Historical Study of Institutionalization in the Pauline and Deutero-Pauline Writings, and that's published by Cambridge University Press in 1988. This is a study that uses a social science approach to help explain various aspects of the institutionalization of churches associated with Paul, especially as evidenced in Ephesians, Colossians, and the pastoral epistles. It's for more advanced students. Richard Pervo wrote The Making of Paul, Constructions of the Apostle in Early Christianity, and this was published in 2010 by Fortress. It's an insightful and interesting discussion of the ways Paul and recollections of Paul affected later Christian traditions, including the authors of the Deutero-Pauline epistles. It's for more advanced students. Calvin Rotzel wrote The Letters of Paul, Conversations in Context, and the fifth edition was published in 2009 by Westminster John Knox, and it's perhaps the best introductory discussion to each of the Pauline epistles, including the Deutero-Paulines. In terms of commentaries, both of the following commentaries deal with the two Deutero-Pauline letters of Colossians and Ephesians, since they are very closely related in many ways, even though written by different non-Pauline authors. Margaret Y. MacDonald wrote Colossians and Ephesians, and that's published by Liturgical Press in 2016, and it's a single-volume commentary of two closely related works. And Charles Talbot wrote Ephesians and Colossians, and that's from the Paideia series from Baker Academic, and it's a detailed commentary dealing with most of the major interpretive issues of Colossians. And of course, in terms of online resources, Hugo Mendez presents Exploring the New Testament as part of the Biblical Studies Academy, and this is a 27-lecture course on the New Testament, including multiple lectures on Paul, his letters, and the Deutero-Pauline letters.